More than 1,000 relief crews tried to clear away.
There were a variety of developments this day after the terrorist attacks in New York.
14,000 firefighters and paramedics.
Terrorist attacks on 9/11 required assistance from thousands of emergency responders. And one thing became abundantly clear. They couldn't really communicate well.
The 9/11 Commission report came out and said public safety needs expanded bandwidth and their own bandwidth. And so that was the push to get there.
David Weiss is the executive director of the state's Integrated Public Safety Commission. He says over the years, government officials have worked to improve radio systems for first responders. They launched FirstNet in 2012. The 25-year project gives local agencies priority on an AT&T cellular network. All 50 states opted into the deal. The city of Noblesville is the first in Indiana to join the FirstNet network. Fire Chief Greg Wyant says the goal is to enhance communication between emergency personnel.
It's almost like a separate cellular system. So here's the public cellular system, here's our cellular system. And we get priority. So it will drop the public before it drops us.
The more people using a cell tower in a particular area, the more congested it gets, and it can only handle so many concurrent users. As Wyant climbs his way up into a fire truck, he shows me one of the computers the responders use. He says it made sense for Noblesville to start using FirstNet for a few reasons.
We're already using AT&T products across the board of the city. There was no reason to wait. They're ready for us to sign on. Let's do it. So we did.
But the Noblesville-Hamilton County area also draws significant crowds regularly. There's Connor Prairie, a popular outdoor museum, and the Ruoff Music Center. Thousands of music lovers crowd into the venue every summer. Police Chief Kevin Jowett says that alone can cause capacity issues, even if it's not an emergency situation.
Concertgoers will frequently stream live from a concert. That takes up a lot of bandwidth with a lot of people doing that. So it really decreases the capability of other people being able to get on the network and use it.
AT&T is investing around $40 billion to add new cell towers across the country. But costs for local agencies should stay about the same if they already use a cell plan. Noblesville Mayor John Ditzler says under FirstNet, the city won't need any additional funding.
Our rates, if you will, with AT&T are what they were, but we were just fortunate enough to get this added benefit and would hope that others would follow.
Only a handful of cities around the country are currently participating in the network. Weiss says it's going to take some time for agencies to transition. He says communications equipment can be a pricey venture, and for some, it may not be the priority right now.
There's a number of agencies that don't pay for cell phones now for their public safety people. If they're not doing it now, they're probably not going to jump onto this right away until they can figure out a mechanism to pay for, you know, those opportunities.
But Noblesville leaders say the need to improve communication between agencies is the reason the network exists. So others need to get on board for the project to truly succeed. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Lindsay Wright.